Ivorian investigators have confirmed evidence of fraud in the voter list for the country's upcoming presidential elections. President Laurent Gbagbo accused the Independent Electoral Commission in January of approving a voter list that contained the names of almost 500,000 foreigners. The accusations were followed by calls for Electoral Commission head Robert Mambe to resign. Announcing the investigators' findings Friday, spokesman Mohamed Diakite said the consequences of this alleged fraud were extremely serious.
En effet, en ayant procédé à un croisement avec l'aide de sa seule structure, malgré les oppositions du bureau,
he says despite opposition from Electoral Commission members, its central committee, and President Gbagbo, Electoral Commission head Robert Mambe gave the unauthorized names to the technicians, who then added them to most of the lists. He says this finding brings the legitimacy of the electoral list into question. Mambe, an opposition member, said he does not plan to resign and the voter list in question should never have been released.
Je continuerai à me battre pour terminer cette mission très difficile. Je savais qu'elle
He says he will continue to fight to finish what he knew from the beginning would be a difficult mission. He says he did not commit fraud, nor did he instruct others to commit fraud. The vote is an attempt to find a lasting political solution to nearly a decade of internal conflict in the once stable West African nation. But voter registration issues have prompted Ivory Coast to push back the election several times since President Laurent Gbagbo's mandate ran out in 2005. Questions of nationality were at the heart of the civil war in 2002 and remain sensitive in Ivory Coast, which has a large immigrant population. Observers say recent political stalemates demonstrate just how far the country is from resolving the questions of who is Ivorian and who can vote. Last week, mounting frustration erupted into violent protest outside courthouses around the country, first in Katiola and Divo, where one police officer was killed, and finally in Man near the Liberian border on Friday. Thousands of people there stormed the courthouse, accusing the magistrate of trying to strike them from the voter list. The former rebel faction in the north, the New Forces, had released a statement earlier denouncing what they called attempts to remove northerners from the provisional voter list by questioning their nationality without proof. They cautioned against the unpredictable consequences these attempts to strip people of their nationality could provoke. Justice Minister Mamadou Kone has not only condemned the outbreaks of violence, but also called for local magistrates to follow proper legal protocol when seeking to remove people from the voter rolls. State security forces prevented him from reading his statement on national television. Opposition members have accused Mr. Gbagbo's party of pressuring courts to remove people from the voter list and of stalling elections to remain in power. The opposition continues to call for the poll to happen in March as planned. The UN peacekeeping mission in Ivory Coast has called for calm and continues to urge the country to organize elections as soon as possible. The deadline for the publication of the definitive voter list has been pushed back to February 14th, and observers say recent political disputes make holding an election in March near impossible. Anne Luck for VOA News, Dakar.